code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Walton. This is Studying Through the Matrix on the 23rd of February 2012. For newcomers, help yourself to the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com. There's hundreds and hundreds of audios for free download and lots of books mentioned, very important books really, to show you how this big system operates and how it's always operated above what we think of as democracy or national governments, etc., and how powerful men over 100 years ago got together and decided basically to take the world over and run it by the bankers and the economists in a new technocratic fashion, with intelligentsia down below, academia's all on board and so on. And eventually they devised a system where energy units, in fact, would be basically billed to every person alive on the planet, except for themselves, of course. And part of it too is to take over all the resources of the planet as well. And there's different ways to take over the resources. You can do it through wildlife projects and United Nations projects, biospheres, and give yourself permission, of course, to be the only ones to go in there and mine, stuff like that. So they've been awfully successful. The major media doesn't talk about this, of course, because they're all owned by the Council on Foreign Relations members. And so their job is not to tell you what's really behind it. They give you partial news. And that gives us a very incomplete picture of how reality truly is. That's the intention of it. So hopefully, help yourself to the audios, and hopefully you'll understand much, much more of the big players, the foundations, organizations, all work together towards what they call this greening planet, this new greening and transformation of society. You can help me go, too, by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And from the U.S. to Canada, you can still use personal check or send cash, or you can get an international postal money order from the post office. You can use PayPal across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal, and straight donations are awfully, awfully welcome. As I say, it's a big shock to a lot of people. Some people never get through the shock part of it. They can't go all the way through, and they get stuck somewhere thinking that things are just happening by the day and bad people are taking over something that used to be clean and pristine and nice, something called government and democracy. And others do manage to get through, and even then it's a tremendous shock when you come out the other side and say, my God, nothing that I've really accepted up until now is actually really what it is or what it seems to be. And that's how meticulous the system is. It's been here for a long time. Foundations with thousands of think tanks all work together on specialized projects across the whole planet at the same time, never ending. And they have next year's projects all sitting in the wings. They've got projects up to the year 2050 and beyond. And we think, of course, we're just evolving willy-nilly through crisis after crisis that comes out of nowhere. Nothing is further from the truth. Nothing is further from the truth. The very culture you have during your particular generation is given to you as well. And even then, for those who are awake, you see it being altered and changed to suit the next part of the agenda. We have political correctness through everything now, where you must say this or say that or not say anything at all. There's no contrary opinions allowed in this sort of liberal society. They're the most, basically the most censored, censoring group that could possibly be under the guise of liberalism. And then they tell you what you must say and think and do. They stand no opposition to the agenda. And that's how the world's run. It's run by great mind games. It's run by psychology. Neuroscientists are big into this now. Of course, this is the big field for the whole planet, employed by big corporations and governments all over the place. So they must train us to get ready for the next stage and the next stage and the next stage. Now, austerity is nothing new. The word austerity, they were talking about this in the 1970s at the Club of Rome, how to bring in austere societies, where all the cash that you used to earn wouldn't go to buying things that you want, but rather going to pay fines, keys for energy, and of course the cost of living was to go up until you could barely afford food. We're coming up to that point now. Back with more after this break.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're back, Things Through the Matrix. And just talking about the reality of this world. Not that the general thread I do generally is to go through the media and fill in the blanks that they're not telling you about. See, if they don't do that, you think you're just evolving through little mishaps and crises and so on. And they don't tell you that here's the other side of the story, and this part of this plan was planned 50 years ago and things like this. That's what you have to do, and that's why you have to read all these old dusty books, because without that, you're really lost. All you're doing is reacting and getting angry at, see, my God, look what they're doing to us now. And that's what most people unfortunately do. And yelling about it or giving yourself an ulcer isn't going to change it. Action changes things. And where it'll ever happen, I don't know. Unfortunately, most of the organized opposition to all of this, I mean, the organized opposition are the far left, who've always been working with the big banks and want the same goals of sustainability, greening, and all the rest of it. So really, there's no difference at all. And it shouldn't surprise us, since basically the big bankers have been funding communist parties for their inception. But we find at the moment, there's a mad scramble across the world where even the big players are getting off their duffs, so to speak, and getting out into the world to grab up more and more resources. It's a big time for them all. It's almost the final grab for what's left, you know, because this is going to be like this for 100 years. Whoever owns them now will own them in 100 years' time. And one big corporation is into mining. It's called Rio Tinto. I've mentioned them before. They're all across the world, and they're heavily into Australia, too. But this group came out with they're really high tech. It's almost just like futuristic sci-fi, where they have, I think, 200 trucks now working on sites over in Australia. They have no drivers, driverless trucks. And they're doing the same thing with trains now. They take ore out as well. But this article here says Rio Tinto, and by the way, it was owned by Rothschild and the Queen, you know, in partnership. Rio Tinto ramps up automation efforts, it says. It says they're working on ways of improving rates of ore recovery from mature and complex deposits. The giant miner will also spend $518 million on driverless trains and initiate a second tunnel boring trial. They're going way deep under the earth now with these special tunnel borers, something like Rand was using years ago. They could go through any kind of rock and basically form a tunnel behind it that was all fused together. So it's just as part of this mineral recovery program, Rio Tinto is taking a cue from non-mining industries by forging a new partnership with Tomra, T-O-M-R-A, a leading global supplier of automated sensor-based systems using recycling and food processing. The partnership with the Norwegian company is aimed at developing commercial-scale systems for separating minerals from rock waste, and the work will include scaling up Rio Tinto's iron ore and copper sorting technologies, which extract saleable ore from waste rock to sort up to 1,000 tons of rock per hour. It says they're also partnering with UK-based E2V to develop machines to improve the efficiency of mineral recovery from previously discarded ore. The machinery uses large-scale microwave and radio frequency generators to separate all these different minerals. So the way they scale this mineral recovery technology, such as copper new wave, which is expected to be trialed later this year in Kennecott, Utah, copper in the United States. But when you scroll down and you see what they're into, it's just everything across the whole darn planet. And these new deep underground shafts that they're boring with machines is really something else. It's very, very futuristic. And they're grabbing as much as they can across the planet because minerals and so on, whatever they've got plans, is going to be highly important. Any gold, everything, you name it, that they're into it, and they're grabbing up lots and lots and lots of it. So these big corporations have so much power. I don't think you could ever jail one of these guys at the top, even when they're caught guilty of something like Rothschild taking over the most important person in the EU Parliament, basically, who was put back to Britain to be a lord there, Mandelson. They took him over to Russia, on business it was, and the position that Mandelson had was basically so high and important that he could stop anybody else from competing with them if Rothschild took over the aluminum mines across parts of Russia. It's all rigged. Anyway, he was found guilty on that, but nothing will happen because he'll appeal it, and they've got so much power. That's where we really are in so-called democracy. I really get ticked off with this nonsense about equality. I've never seen it. I've never seen equality in my lifetime. I'm not the first person in a generation to see this either. There's no such thing, as you well know, as equality. And what gets me too is I watched a little documentary from Britain about the riots last summer. Isn't it amazing, a few years before it, I'm reading that there'd be these riots coming from the Department of Defense. They just knew they were coming, you see. Flash mobs, they said, they would riot and loot and stuff. And bingo, it happens. And obviously, something sparked it off. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a trial sparked off by the big boys themselves who run England just to see what would happen and get kind of used to it as well. But it says here that some 2,710 people had appeared before the courts by the start of last month following last summer's riots. And it says almost 1,000 people have been jailed for an average of more than a year following the riots. Some 2,710 people had appeared before courts by the start of last month. And it says, following the looting and violence which spread across English cities last August, the Ministry of Justice said, or Justice, I guess it said, the total of 945 of the 1,483 found guilty and sentenced for their role in the riots were jailed immediately with an average sentence of 14.2 months. So they're letting everyone know that this is the price you pay. But Bite mentions, too, also the articles here, where they've now got the special air service, and this is your special forces, and training with police for in case there's riots this year. Special forces have one job to do, and that's slaughter whoever is pointed out to them to be the enemy. That's what they do. They're not policemen. But, as I say, the Department of Defense just happened, you know, the good crystal ball I've got, they managed to predict that a few years before all this happened, and I read it on the air here. So, I'm sure they sparked a lot of this stuff off. What was interesting in the documentary is that some people who were first-year students at university, and I must say, I was really shocked how immature everybody seemed to be in the documentary. Incredibly immature. Something's happened to the people, folks. It really has happened. And one young guy says, he says, oh, yeah, this was to be the beginning of the big push. I says, you know, and the interviewer says, well, what are you talking about? You know, it's redistribution of the wealth, the guy says. They're either plundering and looting the shops where their mums and their dads work in, burning them at the ground, you know. And this is supposed to be a Marxist uprising to be quite a lot of them. Maybe that's what's put out on their Twitters and so on, and texting. Maybe that's what's put out to get them all going. But the thing that the interviewer never said was, okay, you've burned down the stores, you've looted the stores, and it's to be a Marxist. Well, now what? There's nothing to eat. There's no food left in the stores, and you've burned them down. There's nothing left to now what? Understand? They actually think that they're doing something which is called Marxist. It's just, it's beyond immaturity. Something's wrong with the minds of a lot of these people today. And of course, something is wrong. They've had more inoculations than any previous generation. They've eaten nothing but poisoned food since they were born. And you're seeing the effects of it now in the way that they talk and try to think. They struggle to think. And they give you little, it's almost like text messages when they open their mouths, bits and pieces. They don't answer anything. Something is definitely wrong with the people. No doubt about it. I'll put these links up tonight at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Now, there's so many councils on international policy and security and national security, international security, regional security. You would not believe it. Every country has them now. And it bypasses all parliaments and congresses. You never hear about them, but they get laws just rammed right through. And this one's from National Security Member Committee for a Pacific Council, the Pacific Council on International Policy. And then it says National Security Member Committee. And they met last year on March the 10th, 2011. 40 Pacific Council members visited the Simi Valley campus of Aero Environment Inc. It says AV, and it says that acknowledged leader in a small unmanned aerial system company. So this whole article here is about the next phase of drones to be let loose within the United States. You know, the miniaturized nano hummingbirds and all these kind of things, which are being let loose upon the public. They're doing the same in Australia, by the way, under the guise of journalism. Yeah, it won't be security. I'll be able to watch things in the streets to see what happens under journalism. And of course, the cops are all tied into it. Anyway, this one in the Pacific bunch says, these leaders discussed the company's decision to go public in 2007. That was when the first group went out, the company's current business strategy and how the company nurtures a climate of innovation. And they've got all the big universities in it, two Loyola Law School professors and so on, and MIT, and all the usual ones, CIA contractor Raymond Davis, et cetera, et cetera. And so stuff is to be used abroad and at home, and it's got a lot of links to it, the next generation of unmanned spy planes, eyes in the sky, Pentagon testing spy planes, and the CIA guy's testimony before the U.S. Congress. I'll put that link up as well for those who want to peruse it and see what's coming down the pike. Back with more after this break.
My- Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678. Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hi folks, I'm back cutting through the matrix. I'm also going to put up some PDFs tonight for those who want to go into more reading. We read so much, don't we? But nothing changes. The only difference is we know what's happening, and that's all. But nothing changes. But one article, too, on PDF is from The Green Economy in a Blue World, it's called. And it's from the United Nations Environment Body, UNEP is called, program, they call it, United Nations Environment Program. And it's got all pretty pictures, always have lovely, pretty pictures of the big windmills they've got and stuff, and the sea there, and looks so nice and quiet, unless you were standing next to them. And ships filled with these big cargo vessels going off to China to get more stuff to bring back here, and all this stuff they've helped bring in, you see. But they go through, in this particular article, many of its missions, as they call them. And, of course, first and foremost is the Food and Agricultural Organization. Now, food's always been used as a weapon by withdrawing it and stopping people from growing it. And, of course, they've actually said that in United Nations, too. It's always been used, and it's a weapon down through history. It certainly has been. And of course, what the United Nations does everywhere it goes in to the countries with the IMF and the World Bank and all the rest of them is to ensure that the public, the people in their countries, start intensive farming using chemicals, and then they force on them the genetically engineered seed, and then you're stuck with it, and you're stuck also with eating poisons from then on, and then it contaminates the groundwater too, as it has in India, which is a lot of the farms now, the big conglomerates are owned there by Rothschild as well. And they make a mess of it all. They people become dependent on buying the seed every year, and they're dependent then on buying all the chemicals that work only with supposedly that brand of seed. And then this International Maritime Organization, IMO, very interesting too, because it was in all the different treaties that they've signed with every country. It says IMO is the United Nations specialized agency with responsibility for the safety and security of shipping and the prevention of marine pollution by ships. International shipping is the carrier of world trade, transportation, around 90% of global commerce. Being an international industry, shipping it needs a global regulatory framework in which to operate. So the United Nations has put themselves in there as the guys who are going to operate it all. IMO, with its 170 member states, provides its framework and has adopted 52 treaties. 52 treaties every company signed with them, regulating virtually every technical aspect of ship design and operation, the most important of which concerns the safety of life at sea, yes, sure, and protection of the environment. So it goes on and on and on, and it goes into the Department of Economic and Social Affairs, the UICN Global Marine Program, which started back in 1948, believe it or not. The World Conservation Union brings together states, governments, agencies, and a diverse range of non-governmental organizations in a unique world partnership with over 1,000 members in all, spread across some 140 countries. So these guys are into everything, everything, and they've been there for an awful long time. Awful, awful long time. Every law pretty well every country passes that isn't mentioned in the mainstream, it comes from the United Nations. Like down to your septic tank, or can you have an animal, a goat feeding on your land, or anything like that, it all comes from them. Your building codes all come from them too, have been done for a long, long time. And so it's just quite an important site to go into, and I'll put that up tonight as well. Just to show you that the United Nations is not there to go in and hand out candy bars to children who are starving, which it doesn't do anyway. And I was going through an article I put up before, and it was a Council on Foreign Relations article from Foreign Affairs. It's the article they mentioned back in the 70s when it's called Hard Road to World Order, where they talked about bypassing constitutions of the countries, especially that of the United States. It says that they wouldn't hit it head on, they'd basically ignore it and build around about it like a cage. And that's what they've done. But I was looking down it, and remember, this is done about 1975, I think that article came out, with their global plans for a world order. And it says that, you scroll down, it says that the non-communist nations are embarked on a long-term negotiation for the reform of the international monetary system. Just keep in mind what's happening today. This is in the 70s. The non-communist nations, that's the so-called capitalist nations, are negotiating then for a reform of the international monetary system aimed at developing a new system of reserves and settlements, as the Bank of International Settlements, to replace the dollar standard and at improving the balance of payment adjustment process. The accomplishment of these objectives would almost surely require a revitalization of the International Monetary Fund, that's happening now, which would have unprecedented powers, that's happening now, because of all the euro collapses, to create new international reserves and to influence national decisions on exchange rates, that's what they're doing now, and on domestic monetary and fiscal policies. Such a strengthened IMF might be given power to back its decisions by meaningful multilateral sanctions, that's what they're putting through now, such as uniform surcharges on the exports of uncooperative surplus countries and the withholding of multilateral and bilateral credits, and which they're doing now, and reserve facilities from recalcitrant deficit countries. That's what they're doing with Greece and Italy and all these companies now. They wrote about it way back then, but that's where the IMF would be brought up to its full power, you see. And you think you're living day by day and things just happen? Waiting 40 years is nothing for these boys on any aspect of their agenda. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Inflammation can cause pain and makes getting around a lot harder. Through injuries or just old age, it's important to use anti-inflammatories, but the natural way. You need relief. You need GDU. Daniel Chapter 1's GDU is an all-natural anti-inflammatory, a proteolytic enzyme that has helped thousands of people stop taking COX-2 inhibitors. They're deadly, can cause liver failure and kidney failure, just to name a couple side effects. GDU has been for years one of Daniel Chapter 1's customers' star products. Try all-natural GDU and feel the difference. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Get GDU, the natural anti-inflammatory. Use promo code 300A for a discount. That's promo code 300A. Call 800-504-5511 and get your GDU today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. Another article tonight, too, a PDF, is the future of energy and the interconnected challenges of the 21st century by the Club of Rome. That was their meeting last October in Basel, Switzerland. And again, I've got nice pictures at the top and little stick drawings. They always have these little stick drawings and stuff. There's like big bottle skyscrapers made out of bottles or something, and little windmills made of wood, little planks of wood in the top. And they're just the kind of stick drawings they give you for the wonderful little plans and stuff. But anyway, it's very interesting. Article goes through so many things that they're into. Remember, they're the premier think tank for the United Nations. And the big agenda. So they came up with the almost impossible goals. They don't care how it's done. They came up with the ideas like a writer. And then it's given out to the lesser think tanks, and there's thousands of them, to actually work it through the media, through magazines, through education, through academia, into reality. And they've got all the different buzz terms they're going to use for the future, like the new technology, everything's new, the new society, etc., etc. And they want, again, to bring us down into a green economy and no burning of what they call fossil fuels, although really the fuels that you burn all come from dead vegetation matter that goes down deep into the earth. It certainly wasn't dinosaurs. I mean, you must have been, you know, 1,000 deep, these dinosaurs, to give us all the oil, which is nonsense. But anyway, they changed that. These were the guys, too, who came up with the idea of calling it fossil fuel and changing it to dinosaurs to make you think it was a scarce resource. And they're finding ever across the whole planet, and the big boys are certainly grabbing it. So I'll put that article up tonight too. But I'm trying to cater to those who are trying to get to the bottom and really understand this kind of stuff of what's happening. And you've got to read it. You have to read it. And you won't like it because it literally means poverty for the majority of the public across the world for 100 years, maybe forever. Because it's not just food, you understand, and water and jobs, etc. It's literally it's the fact they don't want you there. They want to bring down your populations drastically. At the last big Rockefeller meeting in the Lucky Jeans Club, he said, we've done it through abortion and different techniques, which I guess different techniques are probably poisoning us all, sterilizing us all, which has been awfully successful, actually, when you watch some of the Horizon documentaries they made on it. Anyway, they also want you to start dying quickly, you see. Because, you know, we've got big plans for every country. They've got ongoing wars for another 100 years, but literally 100 years of wars. They change society at home as well as to grab resources for themselves, big corporations. Because quickly said it, you know, wars also change the participating countries in a social manner. Because governments come into every part of society then and direct how you go and culture, etc. So you get more done in 5 years of war than 50 years of peace. They actually said that too, on a social changing level. And as I say, that there's so many articles here. Another one I want to put up tonight too is the blueprint for a secure cyber future. This is a cybersecurity strategy for the Homeland Security Enterprise. And that came out in November 2011. They published it now. And it's got all the different contents that you can look through it for those who still have the ability to struggle through stuff. Most folk today, unfortunately, youngsters have, very few of them have actually read a book from start to end. And that's admitted through academia right now. That's what they wanted to bring in too. Such a generation, the young generation, are really at the mercy of these big boys who will play with them and use them against their own interests. This one here goes into all the different security systems and even how to hit back at sites they don't like, etc. How to even, if they don't like a person or a host or whatever, they get someone out there, they finance them, or just put their own boy in, and just do campaigns against them and try and discredit them like the communists used to do the same kind of thing using the media. So it's the same kind of stuff. So anybody who doesn't go along with whatever they're for, then you're against them and they're going to come against you. So it's quite a lot to read through, but it's well worth reading. And they give you a lot of links in it too from Homeland Security. It's a must thing to plod through. Also tonight, I'm putting up, I mentioned last night about what is a state. A state is something with what they call an official government. Official means that a gang got in at one time, could have been centuries ago, and subdued everyone else through violence. That's generally how it's done, whether it's a king, queen, or whatever. And I mentioned how the United Nations said eventually, in a world of complete disarmament, in a peaceful world, there's actually a documentation out on that. That came out back in the 50s, I think. And everyone signed that too. Once you have this so-called peaceful world, everyone has to be disarmed except the United Nations Army or anyone they authorized to exist. And they also said in Article 2 that only the United Nations would have a monopoly on violence. That's what a state is, you see. With king, queen, or whatever, they have the monopoly on violence. No one else can use it, only they can use it. And just to verify that, I put up a link tonight to a video, and you'll hear Obama admitting that the U.S. government in the U.S. Has the monopoly on violence. No one else is allowed to use violence. You'll hear him saying it himself. So at least he studied something, or his advisors have taught him something. And top social media websites are caught censoring controversial content, says here. Facebook pays low-wage foreign workers to delete certain content based upon censorship list. And it's true, they're actually doing this across the world now. Guys in India are deleting stuff here. Facebook deletes accounts created by Palestinian resistance groups as well. Dig was caught censoring stories which which were controversial or too critical of the government. And you got links to the articles. Now, even the social media site Reddit, which helped launch the anti-SOPA internet blackout and publicized GoDaddy's slimy SOPA support, is doing the same thing. As just one example, posts from this website are being censored by Reddit. Specifically, a friend of the site who submitted stories to Reddit has received the following messages of rejection from a Reddit moderator. They call these guys that censor you. Moderator named David Reese 666. No kidding, that's the number of it. And it says, what they say it got back was, Washington's blog is not something we consider a good source for world news. So they're deciding now what's a good source for world news. You see? Then it says, please submit that story from an alternate domain. Thank you. That's what you get back when they deny you. And it says, why are they censoring? And it says, well, censorship is rampant in America, and social media has grown so big that it has become a target as well. In addition, as I pointed out last year, freeze of reading, we'll skip indentation. It says, Wired reported on Friday, the Pentagon is looking to build a tool to sniff out social media propaganda campaigns and spit some counter-spin right back at it. That's counterintelligence right back at you. On Thursday, Defense Department Extreme Technology Arm DARPA unveiled its Social Media and Strategic Communications Program. It's an attempt to get better at both detecting and conducting propaganda campaigns on social media. SMISC has two goals. First, the program needs to help the military better understand what's going on in social media in real time, particularly in areas where troops are deployed. Second, DARPA wants SMISC to help the military play the social media propaganda game itself. So this is more than just checking the trending topics on Twitter. It says the Defense Department wants to deeply grok social media dynamics, so SMISC algorithms will be aimed at discovering and tracking the formation, development, and spread of ideas and concepts, which are the memes. I prefer meme, but on social media, according to DARPA's announcement. SMISC needs to be able to seek out persuasion campaign structures, persuasion, you see, and influence operations developing across the social sphere, as opposed to quickly flag rumors and emerging themes on social media, figure out who's behind it and what, like an organization. Moreover, DARPA wants SMISC to be able to actually figure out whether this is a random product of the hive mind, they call it the hive mind, or a propaganda operation by an adversary nation or group. And it says, of course, SMISC won't be content to just hang back and monitor social media trends and strategic locations. It's about building a better spin machine for Uncle Sam, too. But once SMISC latches on to an influencing operation being launched, it's supposed to help out in counter-messaging, it says. But it's quite a good article. It says here, too, the U.S. government long ago announced its intention to fight the net, and I've got the article here as well from the BBC. I'll put that up tonight as well. And this is the Pentagon. As revealed by an official Pentagon report signed by Rumsfeld, that was years ago, Information Operations Roadmap, it says, the roadmap contains an acknowledgement that information put out as part of the military's psychological operations, or PSYOPs, is finding its way onto the computer and television screens of ordinary Americans. So even if they put it out against whatever target they're targeting across the world, it always comes back through the media onto your television screen at home, so you get the propaganda as well. Information intended for foreign audiences, including public diplomacy and PSYOPs, is increasingly consumed by our domestic audience, it reads. PSYOPs messages will often be replayed by the news media for much larger audiences, including the American public, and it goes on. It says strategy should be based on the premise that the Department of Defense will fight the net as would an enemy weapons system. Indeed, the Pentagon publicly announced years ago it was considering using black propaganda, in other words, knowing lies, which they're awfully good at. CENTCOM announced in 2008 that a team of employees would be engaging bloggers who are posting inaccurate or untrue information, as well as bloggers who are posting incomplete information, while at the general media. The Air Force is now also engaging bloggers. Indeed, an Air Force spokesman said, we obviously have many more concerns regarding cyberspace than a typical social media user. with how insurgents or potential enemies can use social media to their advantage. It's our role to provide a clear and accurate, completely truthful and transparent picture for any audience. So their version always has to be true, of course. So it says, moreover, the military has outsourced many projects to private contractors. For example, in Iraq, much of the fighting has been outsourced to Blackwater, and government intelligence functions have largely been outsourced to private companies. It is therefore not impossible that the government is hiring cheap labor to downvote stories on the social media sites which question the government and to post pro-government comments. So you'll probably start getting that stuff if you're putting stuff out on your own, and you'll get stuff coming back from people employed in other countries telling you that it's not suitable to get put up onto the net, it's not newsworthy, or it's the wrong kind of news, and so on. Or maybe it'll even give you tips on what to take out of your comments to make it acceptable, and then you're mainstream. Also, I want to talk about this particular incredible farce that's going on with Lord James of Blackheath, who's come out in Britain a couple of times talking about the big scandals of big, massive money frauds going on between the banks. He should know, he worked for the City of London. He also worked for the British Intelligence Service during his period working at the City, because they were funneling stuff to supposed terrorist organizations at the time, which he admits. And I put the links up before where he explained all that. But what's happening today is something else. This below is one of the strangest stories in financial history, one involving the U.S. government lying about hundreds of thousands of tons of imaginary gold, illegal wire transfers and loans totaling $15 trillion. The video from the House of Lords is amazing in itself, and then that will be there too. I'll put this up. What it doesn't express is where the money came from, though Lord James of Blackheath proves conclusively that an effort was made to say it came from a gold reserve in Brunei that in fact never existed. At surface, it appears that we've stumbled upon the largest terrorist organization in the world and have found original documents tracing its funding to the Secretary of the Treasury and the Chairman of the Federal Reserve, two of the top financial officers in the U.S. And it's a fact. They've been moving trillions across the planet under different guises. A cursory view of terrorism statutes in the U.S. indicate that all transactions we will learn about are, in fact, to be assumed terrorist money laundering, and that the only thing preventing the immediate arrest of hundreds of top officials, financial officials, is their political connections alone. He said, we were able to offer an alternative, more insightful, some hard intelligence and some very viable background that we hope will offer insightful and realistic perspectives on this amazing story. On February 16, 2012, Lord James of Blackheath, member of Britain's House of Lords, presented evidence of an illegal scheme begun, he has thus discovered, in 2009. His documents include originals signed by Alan Greenspan and Timothy Geithner, show the legal off-the-books transfer by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York of $15 trillion to, initially, the HSBC, Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation, London, and then to the Bank of Scotland. It says the Bank of Scotland, which is owned primarily by the British government, under Royal Charter but restricted from involvement in any such transactions, simply gave the money to 20 European banks to use in a highly profitable scheme of co-trading fresh cuts, MTN's mid-term notes, generating trillions of dollars in profits over 3 years, none of which is shown on books, none has been taxed or has benefited shareholders in those banks. As Blackheath outlines, the deception cover for this transfer is the imaginary seizure of 750,000 tons of gold by agents of an unspoken entity confirmed by the highest official sources as the Bush family and the CIA, the listed source of the money. Well, we'll never really know who all is involved in this scam. The government of Indonesia confirms this to be an utter fabrication and that the individual named had 700 tons of gold, about half of what Gaddafi was holding. By the way, where did all that go? Nobody's mentioned that, eh? Not 750,000. It is noted that only 1,500 tons of gold have ever been traded in world history, as stated in the House of Lords. Issues that are initially brought out, issues inconsistent with international convention, and starting the reader on what is only the surface discovery of two decades of crimes involving dozens of governments are as follows. And then they give you a whole list of this incredible web shouldn't they? Because, you see, there's no laws to stop them. As far as I can tell, they're privately owned central banks. So they can, I guess they can do what they want. Another article is about mass immigration and how the Labour government tried to destroy what is called Britishness, the whole culture of Britain. I've mentioned this before. This is a latest article on it. And that is, that was an actual part of their agenda. And a lighter hearted note, depends how you take it, a radio journalist who referred to the German Chancellor as the tart of Berlin during a live broadcast has resulted in the radio station he works for being fined €25,000.
Sure.
So, back with more after this.
There are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
Hi, folks. I'm back, cutting through the matrix. And for those like me who have tried to get into websites and just can't get into the ones that you used to get into, there are good reasons for it, because this article goes back to 2006, which says U.S. plans to fight the net revealed, and it's from the BBC. It's a newly declassified document, gives a fascinating glimpse into the U.S. military's plans for information operations, from psychological operations to attacks on hostile computer networks, from the BBC. And it says as the world turns network, it says the Pentagon has calculated the military opportunities that computer networks, wireless technology, and the modern media offer, from influencing public opinion through... do you really like that? You know, shouldn't just give you straight data, here's facts, you know, and let you make them own. You've never, ever in your whole life been allowed to make up your own mind, believe it or not, that's true. From influencing public opinion through new media to designing computer network attack weapons, the U.S. military is learning to fight an electronic war. Well, that was back, as I say, in 2006, so we're beyond it now. We're beyond it now. This next article, too, it says in 2012, the trust, this is again, the Carnegie Trust. I've mentioned how it runs Britain, a lot of countries. They're really into social networking and working with schools and so on. It's called Global Rules, Local Rulers. This is the Local Rulers. It's the communitarianism thing. In 2012, the Trust will be leading a new project that examines the interrelationship between UK advocacy groups, citizens, and intergovernmental organizations, that's the IGOs, that regulate trade markets and consumer policy. IGOs are, as opposed to NGOs, are cross-border private institutions that influence many areas of economic life, from freight standardization to product labeling, bank interlending to environmental protection. And it says government structures in the IGO environment are reserved to nation-state actors as private organizations and often reflect delicate balances of power between different global economic blocs. The role of the citizen consumer in dialogue with IGOs is predominantly mediated through voluntary sector organizations. It tells you how a lot of the charities are working towards it. Many UK charities, advocacy groups, research and consumer organizations seek to influence the IGO environment. Some are highly successful and internationally recognized as global civil society leaders. To understand that this is all beyond outsider politics, these are the ones that get the jobs really done for social change, all funded by the big powerful foundations with trillions of dollars at their disposal. They don't go through politics or parliaments, but they get all the influencing done to change everything in life, including how much food will be coming into your ports or how much food is going to go out of your ports, by the way. And they work also with the World Trade Organization and different other organizations, so I'll put that up tonight as well. And this article here, too, was to do with the flu. They're bringing up this new flu. I think it's the HN3-1 they're calling it now. You know, the new improved virus that's out in America now, after they mutated the original one 5 stages to find out how it would become deadly. Just after that, they've come out and said, well, we'll have to get new shots for this new virus. Dutch and American scientists have succeeded in mutating a deadly bird flu virus to make it easily transmissible to humans. If it got out, it could start a fatal epidemic. So I'll put this up tonight and then show you the latest one where they're talking about, well, we'll have to get an antidote for this one now, a new vaccine for this one. But they created this one in the lab. And we're such schmucks at the bottom, aren't we? We really are. We really, really are. Well, from Hamish and myself from Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God, or your gods, go with.